Doping is on the agenda of the Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Board, now meeting in Phoenix. That's the latest chapter in a series of stories about athletes using performance-enhancing drugs. Allegations of doping have surrounded some of the biggest names in sports: Marion Jones, Lance Armstrong, Barry Bonds. Swim World magazine editor Phil Witten has these thoughts on the ways that drugs have been used in swimming and other sports for decades.
By and large, Americans just ignored the problem until it hit pro sports, particularly baseball. Many began to wail about the sanctity of baseball stats. "How can we allow the achievements of Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth to be dissed by dopers?" they cried. So we've come to a crossroads. We must decide. Is sport primarily about competition, or is it just another form of entertainment? If we go the entertainment route, we can tell the athlete entertainers, "Go ahead, take whatever drugs you want." And that's not a far-fetched idea. Who wouldn't thrill to see tomorrow's preternaturally quick 400-pound linesman take down 280-pound backs as the stadium reverberates with the echoes of their massive bodies crashing into each other? And who wouldn't want to go out to the local stadium to witness the next Barry Bonds slug 80 or 90 homers a year? Whatever they may say, owners know that this is what puts butts in the seats. Why not simply say to the athletes, "Let's not be hypocrites. Ingest, rub on, or shoot whatever you want. We'll sit back and marvel at your exploits, and we'll pay big bucks to see them." But then there's the other road. Sport has always been about dedication, discipline, courage, commitment, perseverance, and self-knowledge. It assumes contests are fair, the playing field relatively level. If sport is about these values, then society must find a way to eliminate performance-enhancing drugs and ensure a level playing field. So what happens if we fail to choose a road, entertainment, or sport? The story of Shirley Babishoff is instructive. A teenage Babishoff arrived at the 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal ready to rumble, but she took one look at her East German competition and knew something was very wrong. The super matron from the GDR were built like men. They had bad cases of acne. They were extraordinarily hirsute, and their voices were deep, as in bassman deep. Babishoff gave it her all, turning in what was one of the greatest performances in Olympic history. In her five events, she broke the Olympic record five times, the world record three times. But instead of gold, she wound up with four silver medals. Today, one of the greatest Olympic athletes of all time toils anonymously, a mail carrier in Southern California. If we truly believe in the redemptive values of sport, we must find a way to eliminate drugs and episodes like the Babishoff story, where a courageous young woman told the truth and was left to twist slowly in the wind. We must ensure that those who stand atop the podium are the ones who have gotten there the old-fashioned way. They've earned it.
Phil Witten is editor-in-chief of Swimming World and Swim magazines.